Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Antediluvian Revelations. This is the 12th episode of the 4th edition podcast reading the poetic retelling of the Book of Enoch, the Prophet. The complete text of this 4th edition is currently available as a free download in PDF format from polyatlotionpubs.com. Be sure to download your free copy of this revelational guide to the future of mankind. In this episode, the Angel of Peace, whose name is Melchizedek, becomes Enoch's guide as he learns the complexities of these parables and receives the prophecies of the Chosen One. He comes to know the names of the four archangels whose gifts from God will become the gifts given to the Chosen One. There is the finality of the parable in this episode, and it is recommended that the reader or listener repent of the sins of pagan idolatry or suffer the endless torment of guilt and the condemnation for denying the Holy Spirit. The Book of Enoch was the first text of ancient Hebrew literature that predicts the apocalyptic end of mankind and the advent of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Get ready for the apocalypse. After hearing these voices pass by him while in the presence of the Angel of Peace, who was with Enoch in the arena, Enoch inquired and beseeched this holy angel to explain all that was concealed in this display. Enoch asked that angel,
"Who are those whom I have seen on the four sides, and whose words I have heard and written down?"
The Angel of Peace replied,
"The first is the merciful, the patient, the holy Michael, who blesses the name of the Lord forever and ever. His path is the way of truth, that being his virtue. The second is he who presides over every suffering and every affliction of the sons of men, the holy Raphael, who announces the Messiah's blessings and his gift to mankind. His path is the management of spirits both good and evil. The third is he who presides over all that is powerful, over all of heaven and the earth, the holy Gabriel, who petitions all of humanity to know the Holy Spirit. His path is to bring the glory of God in heaven to earth. The fourth is he who presides over repentance and the hope for the inheritance of eternal life, the holy Fanuel, who expels the fallen and their liars on the day of judgment. His path is the glory of God that Gabriel will bring to earth. He is the one and only Christ, the true Messiah, chosen by God the Father, who created all life in the universe, for his loving personal sacrifice that all of mankind might repent to receive the gift of everlasting life as their inheritance."
These were the four archangels of the Most High God, and their voices which Enoch heard in that stadium, and their paths are now marked for all to finally know. For many centuries, the pagan heretics, purveyors of lies on the whole in general, and those who protested pointlessly, tried to keep this knowledge a secret, while knowing that God's eternal truth will be their condemnation, because they are guilty of blasphemy, idolatry, and deception. Upon knowing all of this, Enoch beheld the secrets of the heavens and of paradise, according to its divisions, and of humanity. As these become weighed in scales to the perfection of veracity, Enoch looked beyond the habitations of the elect and the holy, seeing past these joyous places, where endless blessings to God exalted the Almighty, endlessly for all the days of their existence. He looked at the other place where he beheld the sinners, those who denied the Holy Spirit, God's eternal truth, the Lord of glory, and he saw who was expelling them from thence, dragging them away from the spots where they stood to their punishments of eternal torment in hell, which they deserved for their blasphemies against the truth of the Lord of Spirits and his Chosen One. In that place, Enoch also saw the secrets of lightning and thunder, and the secrets of the winds, how they are distributed as they blow over the earth, the secrets of the winds, the dew, and the clouds, He saw the place from which those winds issued forth and became saturated with the dust of the earth as they blew. Separated from the winds, being that which separated them, Enoch saw the wooden receptacles of hail and snow. He saw the receptacle of the clouds and the cloud itself, which had been over all of the earth before its creation. Enoch beheld the receptacles of the moon, which issued the moon, whence it came, whither it proceeded, its glorious return, and how one view of it in the sky became more splendid than another in its pattern. He made notes of their rich progress, their unchangeability, their disunited and undiminished progression, and their observance of a mutual fidelity by a stable oath, how these phases of the moon proceeded forth before the sun, and their adherence to their designated paths, in obedience to the command of the Lord of Spirits, powerful and potent is his name forever and ever. After he had perceived the paths concealing and manifesting, as well as the progress of the moon's path night and day, these effects being the sleeplessness, nightmares, and visions of those who refuse and will look one to another, until kneeling before the Lord of Spirits, magnifying and praising without cessation, since praise to him will be their peace. For splendid is the sun when there is a frequent conversion with blessings from the effects of this malediction by denial. The course of the moon's path to the righteous is light, but to sinners it is darkness. In the name of the Holy Spirit, who created a division between light and darkness, and strengthened the spirits of men, strengthened the spirits of the righteous, in the name of his own righteousness, fear not, nor delay the act of salvation in this moment. The angel who guards this path does not prevent, nor is he endowed with the power of providence. For the judge beholds all who trespass. God will judge them all in his own presence, and only the penitent will pass. Wisdom found not a place on earth where she could inhabit. Her dwelling, therefore, is in heaven. Wisdom went forth to dwell among the sons of men, but she obtained no welcome habitation with them. Wisdom returned to her place and seated herself in the midst of the angels, but iniquity went forth after her return to heaven, and it unwittingly found habitation there, residing around her as rain in the desert and as a dew in a thirsty land. Wisdom lived in heaven because there was no place on earth for her. But wisdom tried to live on earth among men. Wisdom ended up homeless because none would have her, and wisdom returned to be with the angels. Iniquity resulted from the presence of wisdom among the angels, and wisdom left to simply be rain in the desert, becoming lost to anyone ever again. Everyone makes mistakes from time to time, but it takes wisdom to prevail. At last, Enoch beheld another splendor, and the stars of heaven in their multitude. He also saw, respecting this splendor, that it rises out of the stars' becoming splendor, being incapable of ever forsaking them. The angel of peace called out the names of these splendid stars respectively, as they responded upon hearing their names said. In a righteous balance, that being a scale of truth, Enoch saw that the angel weighed them out with their light, the amplitude of their places, the day of their appearance, and their conversion, so that splendor produced splendor. Their conversions were the enumeration of the angels and the faithful who follow their different paths. Then Enoch inquired about this vision, and the angel of peace, who was with him, explained to Enoch all these secret things, and precisely what the names are of these multitudes. The angel of peace answered Enoch, saying,
"A similitude of those who ascend on judgment day has the Lord of Spirits shown thee. The names you have heard called unto him are the names of the righteous who dwell upon the earth, all of them being vessels of the Holy Spirit, believing in the Holy Spirit and God's eternal truth."
This concludes episode 12 of Antediluvian Revelations, a poetic retelling of the book of Enoch the prophet. This episode presented subsegments 7 through 12 of part 2, canto 1, from the 4th edition. All the music selections used in these podcasts come from YouTube's content creator resources, and all tracks are copyright free for content creators who publish their works on YouTube. This audio podcast series is available for free on all of your favorite audio platforms, or on YouTube in the Polyatlosha Publishing YouTube channel. The gift of wisdom is the first benefit made available to those with true faith when they are able to decipher the mysteries within the text of these three parables of Enoch. The truth about wisdom is that nobody on earth will have her because they reject her and prefer the ignorance of paganism instead. Christianity is paganism. All who have made the wise choice to accept God's eternal truth will receive wisdom that will further enable the solution to the next parable. Be sure to subscribe for the notification to the next release. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.